Let's get strange and far out by exploring a radical new way of perceiving the universe. It's getting a buzz right now because it's a central theme in the just-published Biocentrism book I wrote with Dr. Robert Lanza and a Croatian physicist. Using physics and quantum mechanics, it explores the idea that the universe did not start out lifeless, and that we should abandon our standard model in which everything unfolds within random physical events in a largely empty matter-based universe. That model, taught in schools everywhere, says that the universe began with a big bang, after which the cosmos expanded while tiny islands of energy and mass contracted and cooled into stars and planets. On at least one of those planets, Earth, life began and developed awareness, and here we are, contemplating the cosmos. The alternate view says that awareness itself is what's eternal and pre-existing, which is why the Princeton theorist John Wheeler said that no phenomenon is a real phenomenon unless it's an observed phenomenon. So, perhaps each animal's brain grabs and filters and manifests consciousness to give us our lifelong parade of experiences, like seeing and thinking, and thus it's never discontinuous. In this model, there is never an end to being aware of things, and thus there's no actual death. It jibes with Buddhist, Hindu, and ancient Greek beliefs, but is it scientifically valid? Well, using the physics in that book, you'd have to decide for yourself, but right now we're mentioning it in this time of COVID and widespread thoughts about mortality, simply to illustrate that there are indeed other models of the cosmos, not based on matter and vacuum energy, and which say it began 13.8 billion years ago and will come to a lonely end sometime far in the future. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.